time in another life. You and I'll get together once in a while, and it'll all be fine. Just you and I.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. In our next segment, On the Farm, we talk with dairy specialist J.W. Schroeder from North Dakota State University. And this On the Farm feature is brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge and oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to find out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Check them out online at www.mbienergyservices.com. And now back to our On the Farm feature with interview, dairy specialist J.W. Schroeder from North Dakota State University.
Forages are necessary for the diet of a dairy animal and for all ruminants, and they're the best animal equipped to handle forages. Forages themselves are good for our soils, they're good for our environment, already stated, they're good for our livestock, and so they're going to be good for our economy. They can grow in places where we can't reasonably cultivate, and so they have a place. And I guess if that wasn't true, you referred to Haybuster. Haybuster and Duratec in the last 10, 12 years went from a $19 million business to a $50 million business. And some of their biggest growth has been in implements that deal with forages, such as their mixers, bale grinders, and they have huge foreign customers, Canada, Germany, Korea, and others. And it's all that, a lot of that is making better utilization of forages. So if that is a proxy for the importance of forages, I think that our economy is already telling us that there's opportunities, and a lot of those opportunities are happening in other countries besides right here.
To listen to the full-length interview with J.W. Schroeder or to listen to other On the Farm features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And that On the Farm feature was brought to you by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
Stud, you can be Bugs Bunny, I'll be Elmer Fudd, I'll follow you, I think you know the way. If we were pigs, we'd be getting dirty. I said, I kind of like that, we kind of like that.
Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restaurateur to the hotel operator. It takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company? Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you folks for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. In our next segment, The Energy Economy, we talk with the CEO from Whiting Petroleum, Jim Volker. And this energy economy feature is brought to you by Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Building the Bakken content can be heard on over 30 radio stations and over 20 publications. Building the Bakken is about the people and the community. To read original feature stories and listen to exclusive interviews, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And now back to our energy economy feature with interview, the CEO of Whiting Petroleum, Jim Volker.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time.
I'd like to ask you about the relationship between ag and energy.
You know, the relationship between ag and the oil and gas industry is one that goes back to the founding of our industry. That's why we call our departments that work with the surface owners our land departments. And we honor those relationships because without them, we don't have a place to grow. So it's very important for us to be good stewards of the land, air, and water, as well as the oil and gas resource. And all three of us up here believe in that. And we're doing a lot of things, whether it's the eco pads that Harold has just talked about, or the natural gas processing plants and the pipelines. I said in my talk, you know, Whiting's got about $600 million tied up in the plants and pipelines that we put in here to capture that natural gas resource and to see that it works well for the surface owner, the mineral interest owner, who in this state, fortunately, are many private individuals who are farmers and ranchers, and for the state as a whole, so that we maintain that quality of life. We all want to see that quality of life, if not only maintained, but improved.
To listen to the full-length interview with the CEO of Whiting Petroleum, Jim Volker, or to listen to other energy economy features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And that energy economy feature was brought to you by Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Building the Bakken original content was found in over 30 radio stations and featured in 23 newspapers and magazines. For more information or to check out our latest feature, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Coffee and Capitalism, where we always keep the conversation brewing.
I won't ever, ever let you down. I won't fall as long as you're around me. Even when the rain falls, even when the flood starts rising, even when the storm comes, I am washed by the water.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
We're going to do a good old-fashioned Bakken barbecue. Halliburton has been cooking for 2 days. They've cooked 2,500 pounds of pork, 800 pounds of sausage, over 500 pounds of chicken. So,
bass ain't banging and the vocals are rough. Brother, it ain't country, no.
Everyone's favorite are the fish tacos, but they've got burgers, steaks, salads, I mean, pretty much everything.
Not country, you hear it on the radio and don't turn it up. Brother, it ain't country, no.
Come here, and the first experience was, oh, where are all the rigs? Because you have so much country here.
If it ain't about whiskey sipping, guitar picking, tractors, trailers, trucks, or prison, man, it ain't a country song.
In a car, they're in a tent, they're in some other building that's not meant for human habitation. We've actually found people living in haystacks, in grain bins. We found one guy that basically gets shelter in a culvert each night.
It ain't country, no.
This was one of those stories where one reporter can't cover. There's too much happening at one time in too many places.
If you hear it and it ain't stuck in your head all day, it's got a pop backbeat and it's sung the wrong way.
If you're not making money in the Bakken, you just truly are not thinking hard enough.
Brother, it ain't country enough.
Looking for a helping hand? Look at the end of your doggone arm. North Dakotans aren't looking over their shoulder for the government to help them.
Some fur coat wearing wannabes producing your stuff. And brother, you ain't country enough. If you can't move to it, groove to it, up and slam some boots to it, party to it all night long. If it ain't about whiskey sipping, guitar picking, tractors, trailers, trucks, or prison, man, it ain't a country song.
As long as I'm working, my mom and dad are happy.
Okay. Barstool jams, drinking, lying, laughter, and love.
And a shower.
Well, that was always the key, especially going to Thunder Bay.
Brother, it ain't country enough. Yeah,
and he doesn't like life, I guess.
It starts rocking.
Insanity, right? North Dakota, the Bakken plague.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBI Energy Services.com.